So, are you guys on social media? You know, social media is amazing. And you know what? I can actually give you guys a shout out.
Actually, we are on social media. We do a lot of outreach and publicity through social media. Plus, we stay connected with what's happening in the art world. So, we have our website, our Facebook, our Insta. I mean, we're actually quite...
active.
We're actually quite active and updated.
And we have a lot of followers.
Champa decided to ignore that as well.
So you know what? So one of my friends regularly hosts dinner for artists. And I have to tell you, the conversations that happen at these dinners, oh my god. Phenomenal, I'll tell you, phenomenal. So many amazing ideas come out of these dinners. And I also feel that some artists want a mentor, but they don't even realize it. And it's so important to get all these creative people together in one space and get them to communicate, you know. It's like a one evening long residency. But speaking of residencies, is Vasil hosting?
Of course, Vasil is primarily a residency program. We host residencies for international and national artists throughout the year. Sometimes we collaborate with institutions and funding bodies. Other times we create concepts and themes that residencies can be structured around, and invite international artists, teaching artists, a group of artists to participate. They live at Vasil Residence, or sometimes even studio spaces we worked out for them. Travel around the city, meet other artists and curators, whoever they wish, and create works that mostly culminate into a final show at the end of the residencies.
We're actually affiliated with the Triangle Network. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it. Triangle Network is based in the UK. It's a global network of artists and visual arts organizations. They support cultural exchange among artists, curators, and other art professionals throughout the world. So through that, we have sister organizations like Khoj in India, Brito in Bangladesh, Theatre in Sri Lanka. And basically, all these partner organizations are also doing similar work to us. So all of them are residency organizations. One of our popular programs has been the Gasworks International Fellowship Program. It's an exchange residency program between Vasil and Gaswork. And we send a Pakistani artist to live at Gasworks and to produce work, and Gasworks sends over an artist to live at Vasil.
Oh my.
So that's been an interesting journey for us. Other than that, we've had a lot of kinds of artists. I mean, in the recent few years, we've had a German fashion designer, Singaporean photographer, Australian surgeon coming to drawing workshops, British performance artist, Austrian and Swiss journalist, designers, visual artists. I mean, really, like, anyone for all kinds of
work. Yeah. We focus, but let me tell you, we focus just as much on local artists and try to bring in talent from different parts of Pakistan as well. I mean, it's really diverse, and I think we really do encourage people from all kinds of disciplines and backgrounds, because it's not like we're trying to sell work, right? I mean, we're actually just trying to facilitate them to produce more experimental work.
Not concerned about selling, Champa struggled to control her facial expressions as she did not want to reveal her confusion and curiosity. Maybe this was a long-term investment, the ones which do not pay off initially but in a decade or so have a big return.
One of our main programs is the 5 or 6 week long residency called Tasatareen. We host this every spring, like every year, for young graduates of the country. We put out an open call and select not just the most promising artists, but graduates who propose to develop their process and final works during the stay of their residency. This is very important to us at Vasil. We're less concerned about selling works and more helping and facilitating the artists explore the untapped avenues and materials. We're interested in them using their time to open their minds and grow their practices, you know.
Champa always dreamt of being a mentor figure. Advising young local artists would be such a joy. Similar to an artist incubator, Champa wondered if she could pick an artist with the most potential and adopt him or her. And then once the artist starts displaying in international fairs, she could start inviting them to her family weddings and other dinners.
I mean, Champa, you're a collector, right? You would know maybe.
Yes.
We've had some fantastic artists through Tasatareen over the years. In fact, many of the initial Tasatareen artists are now quite well known. Maybe you know of Ali Kazim, Muhammad Ali Talpur, Mohsin Shafi, Aisha Durrani, Nareen Zubairi,
I know everyone.
Seema Nusrat, I could go on.
I know everyone, darling.
They're all Tasatareen.
Oh, wow, Johnny. But you know, this all sounds very fascinating. You know, I was actually thinking about how the art is affected by all these, like, the socializing habits of the artist. Essentially, that is the core purpose of residencies, right? Like, I also feel that no one looks at the environment of the artist. And the environment plays such a huge role. The art, what type of art is being produced, right? This residency sounds like you give artists a chance to work and party together. And oh wow, the ideas that must be floating around should be really something. Like, I think one can even write a book on it. You know, I also enjoy writing. Maybe once a Tazatarin residency starts, invite me over. You know, I love writing about art and artists, and I do think I can offer a new perspective on art. I've studied psychology in college, you know. A lot of my friends look up to me and ask me for advice on which artists to invest in.
Excited at this opportunity, Champa wondered how becoming a writer in residence for this residency would affect her social life. It would definitely give her an access to the artist's social circle. After all she wanted was to be appreciated by everyone. Maybe she could even implicitly advise the artists on what kind of works to produce, and advise them how to create paintings that gel in with other pieces. Besides, she always wanted to show off her knowledge through her flawless writing skills.
Anyway, so over the last few years, we've also tried to host the finale residency show openings in locations and venues that are not necessarily gallery spaces or conventional sites. But these are unique spaces that lend themselves to the variety of works being produced by the artists. 2 years ago, we discovered the Jamshed Memorial School in Sadar, which is home to the Theosophical Society. It became a fantastic location for the Tazatarin Age Show. We paired that up with a private apartment building where there was also some showcase of one of the artists, and we ran a rickshaw service between the two locations for all the visitors.
Wait, so everyone sat in a rickshaw? That must be a lot of fun.
It was.
Oh, okay. So, you know, it's actually great. It's actually absolutely fantastic that you're creating these experiences alongside these art shows. I mean, so if you look at the consumption of art, you know, Janice, the consumption of art is in such a bubble over here. I keep telling my friends that we keep going to the same galleries over and over again. But going to distant lands, which we usually don't venture into, for art would be such an experience in itself. Oh my god, like, I'm thinking right now, like, you could even do a project on how people react to such experiences. Like, I am sure one would see so many new sights. It's a different world out there. Really. It's like a different kind of exposure. And you know what? The more exposure we get, the better we become.
That's true.
We never learn anything new staying in our comfortable bubbles. And you know what? You should actually do an interview of art collectors before and after the rickshaw ride. We could actually write a paper on the psychological impact of rickshaw rides on the elite mindset.
How about we start with you?
I would love that, Johnny.